Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you.
Visit nerdyshow.com/support to learn about our Patreon, shop through our Amazon links, or give a one-time donation.
And if you'd like to open your own Ghostbusters role-playing franchise, head to gbrpg.com.
So during this time, while I'm cleaning out the mailbox, more of the junior Ghostbusters show up. Everyone seems to be having a good time. I'd say it's getting closer to 5:30 at this point. So obviously Han and her brother Johnny show up. They were one of the first ones there. More junior Ghostbusters. Also, Peacock representative Alan Freeman swings by.
Cool.
He's brought some bevs, and he's like got a cooler for the kids, like some juice boxes and stuff like that, because it's
Ecto cooler
for the kids.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, for the kids. And he's just like, hey, guys, how's it going? Just because he's your friendly neighborhood Peacock guy. He's actually been pretty cool with you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know at first you guys have been pretty wary of him, but he's actually been pro-team Ghostbuster for a long time and just here to enjoy the party. And he does this one of the busiest nights of the year, so he just says...
What about Detective Whitewood? Where's he?
He's invited. You don't know if he's going to be able to show up.
Okay.
But with Alan Freeman, he just says, hey, I know you guys, it's one of the busiest nights of the year. Anything I can do in the meantime, if you guys got to go out, I can keep things cool here with the kids and stuff.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah, so that's a good idea.
Yeah, go for
awesome.
It.
Yeah.
He's been very involved with some of our situations, so like I trust him to not be able to bust something, but to watch over.
And
something.
And he's proven to be a great guy. Yeah. I mean, you've known him for like what 4 years now.
Yeah,
so it's
And then I'll say, hey, Doug, listen, you know the deal with him.
Combined him and Alan Freeman.
Don't cross the streams, please.
But I will. There's just the call. Phones are ringing off the hook all the time. Basically. I couldn't go, okay,
why
guys.
Why did we decide to have a party during this? We knew we would be in and out.
Well, because a lot of
the Ghostbusters and it's Halloween.
And also, a lot of the calls are not true. Like, a lot of the calls are hoaxes. And, like,
the biggest emphasis is that it's because of the relationship we developed with the junior Ghostbusters.
That's the big thing. Yeah. It's
the kids. This is like the first year we've done this, I'm guessing.
You've done really small. This is the biggest one so far.
Okay, cool.
For sure. I say, okay, so we got another call. This one doesn't seem quite as dangerous, but it's definitely causing a problem. You know, I've been doing this for a few years now. I've been able to usually listen to the calls and determine, no matter how hysteric these people think that their situation is, I can determine whether it's serious or not. So I'm only feeding you stuff that the important stuff that you guys need to know.
You've
otherwise,
got like a triage system.
Yeah, it's like I can
we'll
filter
be
down.
There next week.
Exactly,
or you
exactly.
need to be there right now.
So I got a call from this guy named Richard Miller. He's actually a manager at the Walmart located on 438 and West Princeton Street. Mm-hmm. So it's actually the closest Walmart to us.
Okay.
They can't even pay their own people, let alone pay us.
They don't have to pay us.
Oh, that's true.
They do have to pay us, but it comes out of their taxes.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they pay more in taxes than an individual.
Right. He says that they got a problem with a ghost that's vandalizing some property there. He didn't want to go into it too much.
It's just drawing targets everywhere around the store.
Nice, good one.
He just says, if you guys can come out here, this has been actually bothering them for a little while now, and he's just had it. Like he's about to blow his top. So if you want to head out there,
okey-dokey.
They can take care of it. So
I'm sorry, where was it located?
Walmart on 438 West Princeton.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So you guys, are you taking the Land Cruiser?
I think it's the most reasonable vehicle to take in this area.
Yeah.
So you pull up. You can park it like right up to the front because it's technically you're like an emergency service, so you know no one's gonna ticket the Ecto-1. You go inside, and the manager comes right up. He's just like, "All right, guys, just follow me this way." And he walks off to the side. He's actually not taking you to the back. He's taking you as close to the front of the store. You follow him directly into the men's room, which has got tape. Crossed off, like it's like saying that there's a spill and that no one can go inside. So he just says, "It's okay, just come on inside. You can come inside."
If this is spectral doo doo, I'm gonna be so mad. Clean up your own spectral poop.
It's just the monster from Dogma.
The
Golgothan.
Yep.
He's just like, okay, so he brings you guys in, and he says, it looks like a fairly normal Walmart bathroom. Like, it doesn't look like anything that crazy. But you notice that the final back stall, the handicap stall, there is a, the door is kind of
we're not allowed to go in there, guys. We're not allowed to go in there.
He says, okay, so here's the deal. Probably for the past month or so, we've had a lot of vandalism inside this stall. And we tried getting on video, like on the outside, to see who would come in and who would be leaving and like what would be causing this. And it just sort of seems to be happening. It seems like everybody's vandalizing it, but I can't get a straight answer out of anybody. I've even had employees go in here and use this restroom. And when they come out, it's even more vandalized. And we can't seem to figure out what's going on. And this is going to sound crazy, but I know you guys deal with this stuff, so you're going to believe me. I just to prove my point, I went in, I sat down to use this restroom, and I couldn't help myself from just carving, taking my keys and just digging into the stall here, and just taking the toilet paper and throwing it and leaving the sink on and just causing all kinds of.
How long have you worked in retail? Because that sounds like completely normal retail.
I mean, really, just working at Walmart. Period. Yeah.
He has a memory of doing these actions.
Yeah.
Nothing
yeah.
paranormal he going
does.
On here.
He says, "I can't explain it. I had to do it." And
I tell him, "No, that's really weird, and I don't believe you at all."
Okay. But he opens the door and he lets you guys look inside, and there's just like Sharpie written on the walls. And but strange enough, it only really seems focused within arm's reach of the toilet.
Okay.
So it's not like...
No.
What is written on the walls?
Just like a lot of... Just the typical things you would see in a bathroom, but very angry. Just like,
give an example.
I look at the wall.
It just says no Bama like 70 times.
Right.
There's definitely no Bama. And there's no Bama.
Toy Story 2 was okay.
Right. Sheila's a total bitch. You know.
I tap Pool on the shoulder and I look at the wall and I point to it and I just like go, Rousedauer.
Rousedauer is not written on that wall.
Okay, do you have to...
And say, hey, look, it's Vivian's number.
For a good time, call Vivian.
So
I need to ask, was Kilroy there?
No.
No.
No, this seems a little bit more angry than typical just graffiti.
Okay, so when he was doing this, does he remember any feelings? Did he feel a certain way while doing it? Or was he just amazed at himself the entire time?
Angry. He got really angry and just wanted to destroy the place.
Okay, it's normal. Let's go home, guys. There's nothing here.
Okay. Did he have to sit on the toilet?
Yes, he was sitting on the toilet, yeah.
Did the angle last, like, after he left the bathroom? Like, how long did it go on? Or was it just gone after
he was sitting there for just a few minutes and was just like, you know what? Yeah! Like, he's going to take it to the next thing. But as soon as he got up, he just said he didn't feel like doing it anymore, and he was ashamed.
I'm going to burn this whole place off. I'll just wash my hands on the way out.
Yeah, and he was ashamed because he's the manager, you know?
Does it require him to poop? Did he have to poop for it to start?
No, he didn't. Okay. He didn't poop.
Thank goodness
we're not going there.
Okay, so
we quickly do a round. Who's got to go? You're
anybody?
I don't want to volunteer for this one. I normally volunteer.
I put on the goggles.
All right, well, goggles. Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like
somebody
PKE goggles.
Has to PKE the toilet.
Okay, you don't have to roll. The toilet's glowing, much sort of similar fashion as the mailbox. It's the toilet itself. It doesn't look like the glowing goes into the piping,
you know,
or anything.
Happen. We're gonna have to slime it. It's just gonna spray water everywhere.
It's just the porcelain bowl
it's fire
itself.
Turds like a machine gun.
All right. So. Since it's a Walmart bathroom...
It's going to fire boson darts of its own.
Since it's a Walmart bathroom, and I know it's seen better days.
Uh-huh. And worse days.
I'm going to walk up, I'm going to pull
it's
a grenade, pop it, drop it in.
Without talking to anybody?
I we've scanned it. I don't
Dude,
know.
Dude, there's no like solid seat on it. It just has the open.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right.
You need to run out of the stall.
Never mind. If it just has the half moon thing on it, that's not going to work.
We should probably coat it with slime.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got it, LaForge?
Yeah, I got it.
You just going to just take knee and spray it on from the underneath?
I'm not taking a knee. I'm going to be standing
what
near
part
the
are
door.
You spraying? Are you spraying into the bowl, like into the water?
I'm going to stand near
at the
door and then just the arc it onto the toilet.
Just full blast onto anything. Just to let it coat. Just take, like you're taking a massive slime shit, just poof, just onto it.
Like people do every day at Walmart.
Like I got a hose.
Right.
And I'm trying to hit it with the hose.
Okay, all right. I just want to be clear. Okay, so I don't need to boost roll for that because
they
again,
got drains
just,
on the floor.
They do. So you just open it up, and as soon as you just hit it, some of it lands in the water and it splashes.
The toilet gets up and starts trying to run.
No. It's
the mouth over the closet.
All right, on your door. So you start hitting it, and it just hits the tile, it hits the porcelain, it's getting into the water, and it's splashing. And after you coat a decent amount, it's going to start coughing up the water, and it's just going to be a big wet mess. and it's going to be again, not too dissimilar to what the mailbox was, just spit it.
I walk up and flush and make sure that it gets way.
Well,
in there.
You want to wait. You better wait till he stops.
Well, obviously,
it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Can I say, hey, Nina, can you get a reading while I'm doing this?
Well, she doesn't have.
I don't have it.
Briggs,
you're gonna do a PKE reading.
Wow, that could have been a lot better. 13.
This is a pretty strong class one.
Okay.
Stronger than the mailbox.
You know what I want to do? Let it finish this thing. Like, what if we put the slime in the upper decker part? Let's give it an upper.
There
decker.
Is no upper.
There's
deck.
No upper decker part. In a,
oh, that's
in a
right.
Line.
That's one.
I will say the thing you notice that's different.
Every time they flush, just the green comes in.
And they go, "What did I eat?" I will say that the thing that you notice that's different on this versus the mailbox is the mailbox was behaving more like an animator.
It's a Briggs toilet, isn't it?
No. What this isn't behaving like an animated thing. It's because the lid isn't going up and down. The little seat's not going up and down. It's just sort of spitting stuff back out. But there's no moving part to it. It's not like it's animated itself. This is a different kind of class one situation happening.
Does it eventually dissipate?
If LaForge stops,
I'm not letting up.
He's not letting up. No, it's just going to keep on doing the same thing. And eventually, if you don't let up, the bowl is going to start to fill with slime and start to overflow.
So who wants to be the big hero here?
Run in and
flush it and see what we can just get down its disgusting throat.
I guess I'll.
It's not flushing yet. It's right now. It's overflowing with slime.
Okay, I guess I'll walk up and flush it because I'm.
You're gonna flush it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you're gonna stop. You're gonna stop doing the thing.
Yeah.
You're gonna stop blowing it. Okay. You go over and you can like push the. It's sort of motion activated, but if you just push the, there's a button that you can push.
Oh yeah,
to
yeah.
Activate
okay,
it.
Okay.
You go up and you do that. It's gonna make a really crazy, disgusting noise and spiral.
I'll back away.
Yeah. I'm assuming you're gonna back away. Do you have dodge? Give me a dodge. Let's see how much you get sprayed.
17.
Okay, I'll say that you stopped blasting it. You walk up. You hit the button, and as soon as it starts to flush, it starts gurgling up, like trying to spit the slime out.
Right.
But you can see the spiral's going; it's about to go down. You're able to dodge it away in time before some of the spray can hit you. But you don't see any gross matter. It's mostly slime and just water. But you do avoid, you know, getting hit with whatever. As soon as it starts to go down and it starts going down in the pipes, you just hear like angry like growling, not like animals, sort of like an angry person. And
they would have to be very angry if they're
a giant green fist comes out of the toilet
the general
and shakes
location.
I will say but when you flush it and there's enough of it around, I will say a green transparent humanoid figure starts crawling out of it, train spotting style.
Oh good.
Starts crawling out of it and it's
Jimmy Hoffa? Yeah.
Train spot.
That's where you've been.
You remember train
spot?
Does
its head start turning around? Is that train spotting with the baby on the ceiling?
Yeah, but there's a part where
climbing out of the toilet. So it's a full torso humanoid figure that's green and transparent. Starts climbing out of it like it's going to start hitting the ground and start crawling. So now would be the time to do something.
I immediately start loading my proton pack and pointing.
You kick it on. All right.
Kick it on.
Is it like, who's gonna? I mean, right now.
Is it still a class one? Because it takes it a bit. It takes it a bit, right, to get out.
Yeah, it's an intense class one. But right now, you're the only one who's actually seen it because you were in the stall, but you backed away. So everyone else is still outside of the stall.
So I'm going
to
go.
To avoid as much.
Proton.
To avoid as much damage to the rest of the bathroom as possible, I'm going to use my pistol and try and just take a shot at it. Because if it's a class one and I can neutralize it without.
Okay, go for it. All right, yeah, give me a moves with a plus one because of your pistol.
24.
Whew! All right, yeah. You lean in. This thing is crawling. It's just like, and it goes to reach for you. It looks kind of scary, but you're like, class one, give me a break. So you shoot this thing, and it just like a laser just cuts right through it, and then it just turns into smoke. Neutralize it.
I want to take a PKE scan just to be sure.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
I think.
That's got
to okay,
be good,
so
though.
My question is.
Yeah. Your PKE scan says you can measure the slime that's going down the pipes.
Yeah.
But there's no more presence of this thing. And based on your observations, this may seem, because you rolled pretty high enough on the brains on that.
Yeah.
You would say this, and especially since this humanoid figure showed up, you're thinking this was a class one anchored possessor. Like a possessor ghost was anchored to this toilet. And that would explain why everything with all the damage and vandalism was done within arm's reach of whoever was sitting on this.
All right. I asked the manager if they've ever had somebody die in this bathroom before.
He's like, hell no. No way.
Have you ever fired an employee for this?
For dying in the bathroom?
No.
You're fired. Like, that's it. Seriously.
Like, fired somebody.
Did you have a disgruntled employee who vandalized your bathroom?
Nothing like this.
All right, so this is our fourth or fifth Halloween. Like, have we ever had problems with this many class ones popping up out of nowhere?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a little more back to back.
I mean, we've had the discussion before where the general opinion of everybody kind of believing in those things at once could spark the PK needed wake up class ones and twos.
So that would otherwise be sleeping throughout this entire time and not have enough PK to knock it up. Okay. So this isn't, you guys don't see this as like a pattern, like there's a pattern emerging here of like a world anything. You don't really sense that. This is more of just like, man, another fucking busy Halloween, man. Like, this is more busy. This is definitely more busy than last year because, again, a lot of these calls that come in aren't that big of a deal. I'm only handing you guys the calls that sound like, no, this sounds like a confirmed ghost that we need to handle today. Otherwise, we're going to give it like a couple days. If it's still a problem, then you go and investigate.
Okay, yeah. so my job is to make sure,
right.
But it's just more back to back.
Yeah, because it's my job to make sure you guys don't drive out and waste your time. Because when a real call comes in on Halloween, because there may be a dangerous one, like the dogs, I don't want you guys going off, driving to Deltona just to find out that this old lady saw something that wasn't really there. Meanwhile, this guy stuck up in a tree for 6 hours, you know. Yeah.
So I'm going to write the receipt for this guy and tell him to file it on behalf of Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I'm going to call you back at the firehouse and give us
update. If we're out, just tell us.
I just want to do one thing before we leave. I just want to ask the owner, how long has this Walmart been there? The manager. Mm-hmm. How long has this Walmart been there? And does he know what was there before? Just out of curiosity.
I've only been manager here for like maybe 5 years, but as far as I'm aware, this Walmart's been here for a long time. It's like at least, like I'd say it's at least 10 years now, probably going on 15. As far as I know, it was just open area. Like nothing.
Like an empty lot.
Empty lot, yeah.
Right. And this is the first time anything crazy happens there.
We never had any supernatural problems before.
At least when supernatural is concerned.
That's, as I said, we've never had, that's why I said we never had a supernatural problem before. There's crazy every day.
Good point. Maybe that was.
He didn't say that. I'm saying that. It's like, but that's, you know, but as he's trying to keep it respectable. But all right, so you call me back at the firehouse?
Yeah.
I say, okay.
I'm assuming it all went well. You guys are doing good.
Because right about now, it's like a little after 6 o'clock.
So we got a call from the Pirates Cove Golf Course on International Drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
They wanted to give us free memberships.
You're going to have to talk to them about that, man. I don't know.
He says that they got a problem with the 18th hole, and
don't we all?
He says it's disrupting business, and he wants you guys to come check it out. I haven't gotten anything more important than this, and this sounds like it could be legit, because he says it's been going on for a while, but this person's boss has refused to let them call because they wanted to keep business open. But this is like a lowly employee here who's just asking for our help because he's dealing with rude customers.
And there's not a lot of people golfing on Halloween evening.
Exactly. So they say now would be a great time for you guys to swing by if you can. And this, to me, this sounds legit. So if you want to check that out, I don't have anything that sounds dangerous in the meantime. So I think this might be worth your time.
Sure.
Cool.
Okay. So you drive out there?
But I drive swing by what, Bahama Breeze?
Yeah. Senior Frogs.
You're gonna go. Yeah. You're gonna go eat at these places in iDrive when you have a 5-star chef like back at the firehouse.
That's an excellent point, yes, Sir Douglas.
Anyway, so you guys drive out to Pirates Cove Adventure Golf. You park in the parking lot. You walk up, and a young man in his 20s named Andrew shows up. He's got a little name tag and everything. That he's like, "Hey, I'm the one that called you guys. So just quick rundown. Basically, on the 18th hole, this has been happening for like maybe a month now." You know how, like, when you guys go through the golf course and you hit the ball into the 18th hole, the game is over, and, you know, the ball, you know, goes down the pipe and it leads back to the, you know, to the main hub back here. Mm-hmm. We haven't been getting any of the balls back. And we've checked it. We've called plumbers. We've looked into this.
Plumbers.
Because of the piping, you know. They have to feed it through.
This is a mini golf course.
Yes, mini golf.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The Pirates Cove Adventure mini golf.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, they put the snake through and they try and, you know, we put the camera in there. There's nothing clogging this thing up. The balls just seem to be disappearing, and it's every time. Like, my boss is not dealing with the problem. He's just ordering crates of more golf balls instead of trying to deal with this because he thinks that you guys want to come in here and tear up the ground and do all this other crazy stuff. I just want to know if there's something supernatural going on or what, because there's no explanation. And
can it be both? Can it be supernatural and us tear up the ground?
I don't know. I just want you guys to take a look and tell me, because I've looked into this too much, and we've wasted too much time, and my boss refuses to do anything about it.
Before we tear up the ground, we'll let you know if that's our only option.
Okay. No, great, man. Yeah. But so just follow me this way. I'm going to take you to the 18th hole.
Okay.
Oh, good. We don't have to play through.
No.
We can PKE the 18th hole.
Of course. Yeah.
Was it a slime grenade? I don't know what you're doing with your hand.
Yeah.
Just drop it in there and wait.
But you have to get it within 3 par.
Slime grenade. it's like you set it down, you set it down on the ground, you hit the button, and then you go to hit it, and you're like, oh, shit. You gotta keep hitting it to get in there.
I'm awful at mini golf.
Wait, that sounds like a great way to play mini golf.
You better get it in.
Let's have some fun.
So he takes you over to the 18th hole. The 18th hole, he'll there's shortcuts you can get through to get to the 18th hole. When you get up there, it's the 18th hole starts at the top of some stairs, and so in your mind's eye, if you were to hit the ball, it's sort of a straightaway that goes down. It slopes downward. It goes underneath a little waterfall rock trench sort of thing that leads into waterfall off to the right. It goes under that, and then it just goes down, and then it finally goes flat. There's the final hole. It's just a straight shot that just goes down, straight down. There are stairs on the right leading down, and it's pretty clear cut. You can look down underneath. You can see that there's no extra dimensional hole under the little rock slide, because the ball does go into the hole. It just doesn't show up after that.
Okay.
I'll PK the hole.
All right, go ahead.
See what's going on.
Give me your brains.
Give me your brains.
I can't count for some reason. 23, 25.
This is a solid class 3. And from the readings you're getting, this seems a little bit more... This isn't like a ghost. This is more like a...
An entity?
Like, more like a conduit of some kind.
Space. A space.
It's kind of like a telephone that you should answer.
It's the brother of the telephone vortex, Hole coming back for revenge.
Right.
Okay, got it. Boom. I'm going to call him George.
We'll throw on the goggles and have a look around the 18th hole, see if I see anything.
Okay. So he sees it.
Holy crap, Walt.
Wow.
That's a lot of sixes. Yeah, okay. So I'll just tell you. You can see, you put on the goggles, you can see that the hole here at the top is fairly normal. Once it goes down the pipe about maybe another 2 feet, 3 feet under the surface, you just see an orb of darkness. It's like slightly bigger than the pipe itself.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and point that out to everybody. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna drop a slime grenade in it.
I think that's actually a good idea.
That is, the slime grenade is too big to fit inside that hole.
Yeah.
Is
okay.
I'll say this. You could put the slime grenade into the hole. It's not going to go down the hole. It's going to sit there at the top of the hole, and then you'd have to run.
Okay, so we can just pour slime into it.
Yeah.
While Wall watches.
Yeah.
Wall's got a proton pack, so maybe you go down to the bottom where the holes are supposed to come out for employees.
Yeah.
And I'll shoot slime in from the top.
Well, I almost want Wall. Well, I guess I've got a slime pack as well.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't, and I've got goggles. So why don't I watch above you with the goggles while you shoot slime down the hole, and then like I spot you. Wall waits down at the bottom with the proton pack.
Nina's got a pack too.
Okay.
I also have a trap just in case that orb comes out in some way.
Yeah, maybe just put the trap right at the bottom.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah. So the two people with proton packs need to be together.
Okay.
Because it takes two to establish a catch.
So then
I think Briggs stays with us, because if we net something, he can blast it.
True. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's just a conduit. It's like a void. We can't really,
the problem is, like, what if something comes out? You know, that's the big thing. Like, we have no idea what's going to happen.
We don't know where this conduit leads.
True. All right, so you guys are on the other end?
If it's a demon, Josh is going to say America again.
Okay, so Poole and I up top with Briggs, and then Wall and Banks, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wall and Banks at the bottom with a trap and proton packs.
Okay.
Okay. So you guys separate. You got your walkie-talkies and everything like that.
Yeah.
So who's gonna do what
Thanks,
first?
Thanks. I like it. It's like
a
yeah. Yeah. So it's an, as, yeah. That is your on your name tag. Yes.
Nice, and it's nice and short too.
So you're gonna
shoot some slime.
You're up top, and you're gonna just start. Okay. Open the valve, and the slime goes in, and it just starts. You can hear it like a large toilet just gurgling going down. It is eating it up like there's no tomorrow.
With the goggles, am I seeing any change in the black orb?
Not really, no. It seems to be a little like flickery.
Let's say we'll give it 5 minutes, no change, because we're never going to run out of slime, right?
Correct.
Okay.
If you go full blast for 5 minutes, the pressure might start to die down, but you'd have to stop and let it recharge a little bit, you know. But let's, before we reach that point, I'd say after about 2 minutes, you start to feel the ground rumble. It's starting to feel like just like a vibration. It's not like an earthquake, but it's definitely like just like a like almost like a giant cell phone in the ground. Is you can feel these sort of pulsing.
It's just Briggs's emergency phone going off.
I think we should. I think we should probably stop.
This is Briggs's girlfriend.
What, you got an idea, Briggs?
Cool, maybe, right? I want to text Vivian and get everything's great.
Oh, he's preemptively?
Yeah, preemptively. I want to say, love you, having a great Halloween, hope you're having a good one too. Then
that's kind of smooth. All right, yeah. Great. Okay, that's good. Preemptively being the good guy. All right, good. Yeah. it's like, hey, just like, you know, just on a bus, it's like, I better do this before she calls. Oh boy. these vibrations are getting more frequent. Like the frequency, instead of pulsing, the pulsing gets faster. And faster, and you're starting to sense a decrease in pressure with your slime blower. So if you switch it out, you want to switch it out. And who's going to take over the next one?
It's back to pool.
Yeah.
You get in there, you start spraying it, just more and more until finally it's like, boom, 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 and it's just a solid humming. You're going to feel the ground. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, I just let them know on the walkie-talkies, like, things might get serious here in a second. It's like a countdown.
So more than vibrate, it starts to rumble. Not like it's an earthquake, like the world's going to split in half or anything like that. But you can definitely feel like this thing, like this little cement hill that you're on is shaking. And it is emanating from this orb. And finally, like, you hear a loud pop. And you see the ground bulge up. And then you see, even though you're blasting in completely from within, slime is just boom, a column of slime in the shape of a hole just rockets like 50 feet into the air. And
boys, we struck slime. We rich.
and at first it's just like, oh,
green
shit.
Gold.
It starts spitting it back out. And if you assume someone's got the goggles on,
you can see that the
orb is starting to shrink. It is definitely shrinking more in onto itself. But shortly after the slime reaches its zenith up at the top, you just hear a large, loud clackering. And golf balls just start boom, 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 popping out. Just
we need to weaponize this thing.
And some of them are landing short right here. Some of them are flying pretty far off, and you can hear a couple car alarms go off.
This is awesome.
And it is just nonstop. And this loud clicking, clacking, clicking, you know, of everything, and it's not looking like this thing is going to stop anytime soon. And if you want to, you're going to want to leave because these golf balls are raining down. And if they hit you, they will hurt.
Do we want to go?
I think we'll just get underneath
side?
Like an overhang or something until it ends.
Yeah, they have like some, you know, piratey overhangs, like metal thing, and it's just clang, 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 clang. It's raining
like
golf
hail.
Balls. Yeah, it's like hail. It's like serious hail, just raining golf balls onto this thing.
Awesome.
Yeah. And
guys, I love this job.
And
do you got a baseball
bat?
We get
bat? Paid for this.
Andrew's just sort of like, oh shit! All right, well that was unexpected. And then you can hear horns on International Drive,
Okay.
Honking. Just, and you can see because it's at the top of this hill, you can see the balls that are landing are even starting to roll down the hill. This geyser's still going, but all these balls from months and months and months and months. And
jeez!
So it's like a tidal wave of golf balls are rolling down into the street. Some of them are going into the little lake and river area there. Some of them seem to be going off onto I Drive. So it's I don't know how long you want to wait this out. Or.
I start walking away.
Well, I mean, there is a finite number
here.
Of golf balls.
Yeah.
how many hundreds of golf balls could they have lost?
Andrew doesn't know.
Okay.
Do you have any hot dogs?
He just says he's like, yeah. I mean, if you, I wouldn't eat them.
All right. Yeah, well, I only ask because I want to confirm that this is solved. That it didn't just reset.
Mm-hmm. So you want to wait it out, just see what happens?
Yeah, and then we could scan it again and make sure it's gone.
Okay, I'll say this goes on for maybe 20 minutes solid.
Holy
wow.
Shit!
Yeah. The police show up and they're just kind of like, what the hell?
they see our car on the way in. They're like, oh.
Yeah. pretty much. And
those guys again.
I guess the good news is that people tended to move out of the way, out of the area. So whatever damage was done into someone's car just looks like hail. A lot of the golf balls that rolled out onto iDrive just eventually got into the gutter, just went down until that, you know, into regular sewage. When it finally dies down, it just sort of stops, and then like the last several golf balls just onto the ground. And it's a big slimy mess on the top of that hill. If you want to try climbing up there, give me some moves, and then you can give me some brains to check it out.
Okay.
Oh, good catch.
18 moves.
Does anyone have a climb?
I have a climb.
Josh cannot make it up there with 18.
23.
23, you get about halfway up. Dude, it is seriously covered in slime. It's, I mean, like a bomb went off.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have rolled.
What did you roll?
15, and it goes.
You try to get up, and you slip.
Okay.
So and I will say, I'll address that in a second. So wait, so what did she roll?
17.
And using her talent?
Using her clockwise.
Yeah. Not enough to get up to the top. But if you want to try and peek, you could try to PKE from here, because if it was something that was that strong.
I don't have a PKE anymore.
What's that?
It's shit, is what it is.
I'll say in the meantime, Briggs rolled, you rolled
17.
No, that was
15
last
and a ghost.
No one can seem to get up there right now. I mean, but you can try to PKE from here.
I turn around on my back and just go, wee, as I slide back down.
Briggs rolled 15 and a ghost. I will say the 15, you just can't climb up there, but you're halfway up this little hill of slime, and you feel your phone vibrate, and it rings.
Okay.
What do you do?
Oh, I'm halfway up, like I guess I'm on my hands and...
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to gently slide down the hill with my phone safely in my pocket.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to get out and I'm going to answer it very carefully away from the mess of slime.
Okay, and of course, it's Vivian.
Right.
She's like,
hey, I just got your text, thank you so much. How's your day going so far?
I go, good, we just made it rain golf balls.
You did what?
Golf balls, they rained. They geyser of golf balls.
Part of me, like the part of the real me, wants to help, but like, but at the same time, the part of me that knows this is a game is just like, yeah, crash and burn.
She's like
a geyser of golf balls.
Oh yeah, they ghost stuff. You know, it's not dangerous. It was fun.
Aren't those like really hard, the golf balls?
They only shot up a couple feet. It was like 3 or 4.
Okay. But you're fine. Right?
Yep, everything's good.
Okay. All right. That's. I guess that's the main reason I called. But I just wanted to wish you a happy Halloween and just hope everything goes okay. I know it's a busy time of year for you.
Yep. Happy Halloween. Things are great.
I have an early flight tomorrow. I'll maybe call you again before then just to see if everything's okay. So, but anyway, I'll talk to you later. I love you.
Love you. Bye.
You know, you didn't have to mention the golf balls at all.
Even a little bit.
You could have been like, hey, man, I'm at home and things are fine.
You could have lied, but you could. I mean, the golf ball story is great.
Yeah, yeah. Currently playing putt-putt with the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Currently at a mini golf course with the guys.
I live in the moment. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know this.
Yeah, it's worked out great for you.
Hey, I'm dating Victoria's Secret model.
Kind of. Or you kind of just get phone calls by the way.
That's not true. I mean, we did stuff.
No, you totally did stuff.
Yeah, we did stuff.
You did stuff.
So with that, who's going to scan for the, to see what's
I'll
what's
scan
the
from a distance, I suppose.
Yeah, you could.
I feel like having 16. Saved the world twice that these are taking way longer than they should for us to solve.
you detect absolutely nothing. If this was like an anchored conduit, like kind of like the phone booth thing, if this, which is, you have every reason to believe this is just like that, it closed upon itself and it is gone.
Cool.
So I think with that, you guys are good to go. I mean, it's still a mess there, but they're just like, hey man, this thing's taken care of. We're going to close for the night because screw it, you know.
You will probably never need to buy golf balls again.
Right.
For the ones that ended up in the sewer system, you know, or whatever else, like all out onto International Drive. So you guys going to head back to the firehouse or did you want to eat some International Drive food instead of the amazing chef?
No, I'd rather go back to the party. I guess we might as well call Doug first and see if there's anything else while we're out.
Okay. Yeah, if you call me, I say,
you know, guys, everything else sounds pretty standard stuff. This was the most legit stuff. Everything else, I'm gonna say we can probably wait. If more calls come in, we'll talk about that because the night's just begun.
You know, and in fact, while you were there, it was sort of like around sunset. I will say that while you're there waiting, like during the 20 minutes, well, the thing is, the sun has gone down. It is officially nighttime now, and this is where the night might get a little tough. But at least in terms of how previous years have gone.
But if you want to head back to the firehouse now, I'm gonna just keep an ear on the phones and see if anything really serious comes up. Minor stuff, only if it gets a little quiet.
All right, well, let's go say hi to the kids.
So when you get back, I know Briggs is asking about Detective Whitewood.
Yeah.
Actually, he's a sergeant now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was. He got promoted. We knew that. Yep.
So he's there just to, you know, he's there. He got off work, just there to say hey to you guys. Because I mean, you guys have kind of a good relationship with everybody, you know, and you guys are heroes. So it's good to be associated with the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
What's up, Joey?
Yeah. Obviously,
everyone's chit chatting, having a good time. Party's completely in full swing. Kids are coming by. There's even kids who are not part of the Junior Ghostbusters trick or treating. They come by. How cool is it to dress up in a costume and go trick or treat and get candy from the firehouse? You know,
super awesome.
Exactly. The chef kind of stays in the back because, you know, sometimes the people who weren't expecting to see a ghost there might get a little freaked out. But he doesn't care. He's not a people person. He's not a people ghost.
He's not a people at all.
Yeah, he's not. I'm going to say it's around 7:30, 7:45-ish. Everything's going pretty well. Kids are having a great time. Some of the parents, they're having a great time. There's a knock on the back door of the firehouse, and now that it's all lit up, like the front's all lit up, everything's having a good time, but it's weird that someone's going to approach from the back and not from the front, and it's sort of like a slow knock is on the back door.
Okay.
If Poole answers, it, I'm like just for safety, I'll come along just in case.
Yeah, all right, cool. I'll go. You know,
something.
Okay, because it is weird. It is weird to knock on the back door. There's no signs.
Someone wants to scare the Ghostbusters on Halloween. That'd be a great story.
I have Betsy.
I totally scared the Ghostbusters on Halloween. They're scared of me. It's
like, I ain't scared of no ghosts, but I'll tell you who they are scared of.
Someone in a sheet.
Oh, no! So
it's cotton.
So
it's a cheap cotton.
It's a cheap cotton mix.
900 cotton thread count.
Not even a church.
Yeah, I've got Nina with me, so I open it slowly.
Okay, as you open it slowly?
Slowly.
You see a guy... leaning against the door frame. He looks like he might be injured. He's like, please let me in. Please let me in. I need your help. And he's like, he's got a backpack on. He looks like he might be homeless.
And you said the rest of us are already kind of aware.
You kind of heard the knock, but you see that they're getting it.
Okay. And then I guess I help him in and have him sit down.
So you open the door to bring him in?
Yes, I guess.
Okay, that's okay. No. You open the door. As soon as you open the door and you kind of like, you make it.
No,
like
that's what I was going to say.
He's going to collapse forward onto the ground.
Can I do a first aid roll to try and...
Well, you want to bring him in, or you want to...
I guess we'll bring him in and get him laying down somewhere.
Okay, you can do that. And he seems legit like he's out of it.
Assess the situation.
Yeah, can I use first aid to assess what's wrong with him?
Okay, if you bring him in, he looks very malnourished, first of all. And he was clutching a blue JanSport backpack. And it seems doesn't look like it has a lot of stuff in it, but he was clutching it. He fell down face first. He landed on top of it. And if you want to sort of drag him in, you flip him up. He just looks like he's out cold. He doesn't appear to have any wounds on him.
No
he's not
cash.
Visible. He looks like he might be homeless.
What do you drop?
I call the cops.
Got Whitewood there. Why don't we have him come back there?
The sergeant.
He's there currently.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, pal.
Okay. When you bring him in, you get a pretty look. Give me a brains roll. Anyone can give me a brains roll. If you see this guy, give me a brains roll.
10, 15, 20.
You really recognize this guy from somewhere.
Can I do a brains roll, see what I remember him from?
Go for it.
Yeah, you can do a brains roll.
It's Blake.
No.
Oh my God.
Blake's been in touch.
just to refamiliarize myself, if I got a brains of 6, then it's just the 6, right? So
correct.
Just 6 there, okay.
With a ghost eye.
With a ghost eye as part of it. So it's like 5 regular, 1 ghost eye.
Yeah, you got it.
15 and a ghost.
You're like, this guy is really familiar. Like, we know this guy, but you think that maybe because he's so malnourished, he's changed. Like, you're like, we know this guy. I know this guy, but he didn't look like this. What's going on?
Does this guy look like a mayor? Like he could have been a vampire?
Give me
is
a brain
it the mayor?
Wait, how old is
it? It is not the mayor.
Is somebody that we've met like once before or that we know a little bit better?
Does he look less familiar because he has two arms?
I was going to say, if this guy looks vampiric, would it be a cult for me to try to figure it out?
Yeah.
Okay. 24 and a ghost.
24 and a ghost.
24 and a ghost. You think this guy either is a vampire or was bitten by the look of it.
Okay. Watch him be a werewolf.
But you definitely recognize this guy. But you were asking about his arms.
Yes.
You want to examine his arms and give me a brains roll?
Yes.
Go ahead.
20.
One of them looks pretty normal. The other looks kind of newish. And then that when you look at that,
like,
you
like
click.
A child's arm.
No. It's it's very pale, very smooth. Doesn't have hair on it.
Okay.
And then at that point, Poole just goes. Oh, frig me, because it's this connects. This is you really believe that this is that guy. This is Ralph,
yeah,
the vampire.
And I get Betsy, and I'm just like, who is it again?
So time out for a second. Yeah. This is the guy that we left in the house and told him we were going to keep him.
And then when we came back, he was gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I just want to make
Ralph
sure.
Ralph the one-armed vampire. At least, but now he's got.
Didn't
he's
I take his armor?
Ralph,
you did.
The
yeah. I can't remember. Yeah, someone did.
I shot his.
It was Briggs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tortured a lot of them too.
May I suggest that we use?
He's passed out on the floor.
That we use goggles or PKE meter and see if he has any like residue of anything on him.
If he's still a vampire,
and he's knocked out.
We can only like revive him with blood, probably.
I'll take goggles and see if I can see anything on him that's like.
He is glowing like the vampires did. This is the guy. This is the vampire.
Okay.
What about the backpack? Is it glowing too?
No.
Okay.
We should look.
Yeah, let's go through his.
I don't think we should go through his.
We should look into the backpack. Yeah.
So what do you want? You want it? So you're just gonna?
I think we should wake him up first. Let's be reasonable with this guy.
He helped us out of the club.
I'm not taking the shotgun off him just in case.
Yeah, that's
no,
fine.
It's fine.
Just keep
fine.
Him covered. All right, so
just smack him a little bit.
Yeah, I guess maybe
just try and poke him and see if he get any response.
Yeah,
some water, anything.
Yeah, he's just like
washcloth or something.
Yeah. He's like I need. He's like because English wasn't his first language.
Right.
He's like the bag. I need, and he's like clawing. He's like not clawing with his claws, but he's like pulling
my heart pills.
He's pulling. He's pulling at the bag like he wants. Like he needs something in the bag.
Okay.
All right, I open it up.
There are several completely empty blood bags. And one that has just a little bit left.
Okay.
Is there a straw?
No, but there's like the cap on the end, like you would like on an IV, like an emergency.
Okay, so it's like a Go-Gurt almost.
Yeah.
Gonna...
yeah.
Interesting.
Go-Gurt blood.
All right, I will appreciate the fact that he has blood bags on him and not a trail of corpses leading to us. So I will give him the remainder of the blood that's in the bag.
He'll take down the last of it. He starts to come to, and then he sits up and he's just like, oh, I found you. Good. You need to help me. You need to help me. I don't want to be this anymore. You need to help me stop this. I got to stop this.
What is Ralph's?
Briggs?
Is
he's German. He's German.
I talked to him in German. See if I can get. I'd like to talk to him in German. See if I can get anything more out of him. Like any
more
information.
That's his first language, so he'll talk
yeah,
to you.
They'll make be a lot easier. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you come at him with? You start speaking in German. He
right.
Needs.
Okay. I'm like okay. Tell us in detail what happened to you.
He says. I'm a vampire. I got bitten by that guy Danik, and my life is horrible. You guys left me. You guys left me there, and they did terrible things to me. Why would you leave me there? I thought we had a deal. You were gonna help me, and I was gonna help you. And now I finally get free, and I get back here. And I you need to help me.
How can we help you? What can we do?
I don't want to be a vampire anymore.
Man, if we had the cure for vampirism,
I've
what
got
do we do?
Some bad news.
We do. It's called the sun.
Yeah.
We could Skyrim it.
I tell him in German there's not really that many ways out of this whole situation.
Wait, hold on. But that's actually not the important thing here.
Well, like, yeah, I would say the important thing is that we just found out that they
Occulti
were doing
Veritas
tests
broke their
and
word.
Stuff. Yeah.
What'd they do?
Yeah.
Can we ask him what they did?
He's like, the questions, and they tortured me. I like from the moment you guys left, it was in the daytime, so I couldn't go anywhere. They just bagged me, and then they shuffled me around to different places, and next thing I know, I'm in a cellar somewhere, and they got a window with a slot they'd open up and threaten me with the sun, and they would nonstop questions. They would beat me, and when my arm would grow, they would lop it off, and they would do it again, and just nonstop, and it was awful. I was there this entire time. I just got out. And so,
I want to ask specifically. Does he remember any names or faces, like what people looked like that tortured him?
I know the faces, but I don't. No one. They didn't treat me like a human being. Like I don't know their names. There's no introductions. It was the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
We'll say, hey, listen, we don't have the cure for vampirism, but we're not going to hurt you.
Yeah,
as long as you're cool, we'll do. What we
thought you just had escaped. We didn't even realize that any of that was going on, but we will. Do what we can.
We'll try to help you.
Can we put him
out back with a shotgun? And
should we take his word for it immediately? I know like it's kind of telling, but at the same time, though.
He has suffered clearly to get here.
True. Yeah. That's true.
I think my question is, if we can pick a spot in the firehouse where we can stick him so that we can... make sure he doesn't get hurt.
By stick him, you mean place him.
Exactly.
Okay,
not stick him with a stake. so if he got here somehow, where did he come from? I don't need to know so much how he escaped, but where he escaped from relative to where we are now.
Was he in the States?
Yeah. No, he was. He escaped Europe. He thinks he was in Germany, but he wasn't where you guys dropped him off. He didn't move for a long time. Like they would shuffle him from like basement to basement during the day, so he couldn't get a sense of like where he was going. Mm. But he was only in like one of like four places this entire time. And then just his story is after just nonstop questioning, nonstop torture, and he doesn't even know what their ultimate goal was. But it was the same questions all the time. And finally one day. They don't come down. Like a week goes by, then they don't come down. And they were come down every night before. So he just approaches the door, and it's open. And this large, decrepit mansion is empty. And he just ran, and he didn't look back.
You keep saying questions. What were they asking?
They wanted to know about the black slime. Like everything about the black slime. And I know there was black slime going under the club where we met. And that it was really powerful and it would hurt people, but I had no idea like where it was coming from or where it was going. All they wanted to know is if I knew where it was going, what is it being used for, who was my boss, and I just knew Danik. Danik, I mean, this guy, he attacked me, I became a vampire, and he said either I was going to die or I joined him and become powerful, and I figured I didn't want to die, so I joined up with him. I don't know what their plan was, but they just wanted to know, what did I know about Elizabeth Bathory? What did I know about the slime? What did I know about where it came from? Where is it going? Questions about if I've been to this place, and they name specific places, where was I at this place, or did I know someone who was in this place? Like, they're trying to connect these dots. I don't know what the goal was.
If we gave you enough time and pen and paper, could you write everything down that you remember?
Let me calm down. I just need
sure. Take your time.
I just need to think about it. Now I'll try to remember. He's gonna try and write down. In fact, I'll just do a brains roll for him right now. They seem to know about Elizabeth Bathory. A lot of questions about her. I've heard the name before. I don't know what the deal is with that. They wanted to know if she was using the slime to draw power away from something else for her own purpose. They thought I was playing dumb. They would say that like that I knew what she was doing, and that she's not the cause of this. Did I know what was really going on? Why is she interfering? And had I ever been to Wiltshire? And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I only work for Danik. And they said, has Danik ever been to Wiltshire? I don't know. But that was as specific as they got. Everything else was just like useless questions just to torture me.
Now, these people, were they the same people that were in the house before we left?
Like maybe one or two were the same, but everyone else I saw was different.
Now, do you have a sense of how long you were there?
From the last time I saw you, and from the moment I escaped, I've been on the run for about maybe 3 weeks.
Jeez.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Well, I think we need to keep the secret from Occulta Veritas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So are we good now? Are we good?
We need to figure out accommodations for him where we can kind of like keep him prisoner but not torture him and like kind of keep him safe. He can't exist. Like we need to let him know that we're going to keep him safe.
Well, what about helping me with this vampire thing?
We'll start
research on it, but
like I've got a whole occult library and I've got a network of occult people.
In the meantime, he has to eat. I mean, he ran out of the last little bit of blood that he had.
When she says like, "Oh, we're going to keep you here and we're going to like research, we're going to look into it." He looks crushed and he's just like, I can't keep doing this. I'm gonna hurt somebody. I need to either eat and hurt somebody, or I can't go on like this. I have no life. I've everything I know is gone. And
literally, you have no life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll say like, hey, listen, we will do our absolute best to find out what it is, but we gotta kind of lock you up. But we'll keep a fresh supply of blood, even if we have to donate it ourselves.
You don't understand. I'm in constant pain. It hurts. Like not eating hurts me. And if you can't help me, I just want to end this.
If it meant a week more of you having to live like this while we supply you with blood packs or us killing you now, what would you prefer?
He seems really sad. He just slumps down and he's thinking real hard.
He's like, if there's a chance that you could be cured forever, but it's going to take a week or more. I mean, we'll start immediately.
Does he need human blood? Can we like go to a butcher and then get pig's blood or something?
Yeah, he can get any blood. He just prefers human blood.
Yeah.
On top of it, they probably have people everywhere watching us at all times. He's probably already compromised us at this point.
Yeah.
He says, 3 days. And then I'm walking out into the sun.
All right, Lestat.
he says, "I'm sorry. I thought that maybe you could help me. I thought that you would know like what I need to do." And
we are willing.
Yeah, we're willing to do everything it takes.
So you don't know?
No.
If we
knew, we would have cured you back then.
What are my chances?
I can't. We can be as honest with you as possible. Right now, we don't even have a gauge.
He says, "Okay."
Your chances will improve the more time you're willing to deal with your situation.
He's very morose. He is very morose about this whole thing. But he's go ahead.
While we're talking to him, Briggs, can you do me a favor? Can you do an engineering roll and scan the vehicles that Occulta Veritas bought us and make sure that there's no cameras, tracking devices, anything on
that? That is really
good. Lord, give
really,
me the dice now.
Really good thought there. That's very.
'Cause suddenly my trust is.
So yeah. he's
I already hate.
Also, I was like, "Oh, I'll call Mr. Book." No, can't call Mr. Book.
He's slumped over and he's just kind of like he's like, I need something. I need to eat. I can't.
Can we subtly reach out to Mr. Book just to make sure that he hasn't been taken, because we had given him all the research we had on vampires.
He's been in contact with you guys
this whole time.
Wow. Okay. This is my role for engineering the vehicle
to check for bugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good roll.
Well,
you know these vehicles inside and out, so if there's something that you don't recognize.
Yeah.
36.
Damn.
Wow.
That is high. You don't find anything out of the ordinary.
But you do...
That's refreshing.
You do fix the tire pressure on a couple of them.
A little out of balance. Get them from the back. But it seems completely on the up and up.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'll call local butcher or something like that. Can you find out where we can get maybe pig's blood or something? Just to hold him over for a little longer.
I go and just get him a couple cups of punch, and I keep giving it to him and watch him take a sip and spit it out and start crying, and then I give him another one and go, no, this one's the real
one. We can just get him.
Guy just got tortured.
And I wanted to kill this guy last season. The fact that he's even alive.
And I tortured him and everyone else.
He didn't torture him. He shot his arm.
I was the only guy nice to him.
One who consistently referred to vampires as not humans, they're living corpses. I unzipped their heads from their bodies.
But I gave him a chance.
But okay, now real quick,
he is still existing today.
I think we should give him a chance right now and just get him at least something to eat.
So I'll make a call to like a butcher shop. A lot of them are probably closed. I'll try and find.
It's Halloween. Give us some blood.
real quick now. I just had a thought.
Uh huh.
So it looks like they let him out for a very specific reason. Like, why would they torture him, ask him all these questions, and then suddenly abandon the place? It's open. He did say he didn't know,
and he legit he didn't know anything.
He felt really silly walking out on day 7, realizing he could have walked out on day 1.
No. But what I'm saying is, like, did they in this torture? Did anything happen where they bugged him personally? Or is do we need to search him? Maybe get
he stole these clothes,
and they know we live. It's like they had to find where we.
No.
They did let him loose on purpose. I think the reasonable suspicion is that they thought he would go where the leader of the Black Slime was, and instead he went to America and came here to see his buddies.
So if anything, the buddies probably heard him, like, right. Oh shit.
It's like you weren't buddies. You're just the only people he knew that could possibly help.
So I want to make an occult rule, and I'm going to use Tobin's Spirit Guide.
Van Helsing's Diaries. Yeah.
And I'm going to call Ray Stantz, who I'm sure is busy.
Okay. We'll deal with your occult research first, then calling Ray Stantz.
Well, just to have an idea of what's possible. If do I even think it could be possible?
Are you talking curing vampirism?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah. If I even think it could be, if it has a finger of possibility.
Because, we did it with the werewolves, but I thought that we figured out that the vampires were just dead. So let's see. Find out.
20.
20? Your research is not promising.
Okay.
Like, you're looking at Van Helsing's information and other monster guides at the time. Pretty much everywhere you look, including Van Helsing, is that there is no cure, no treatment.
My thought process isn't to see if anybody knows if there's a treatment or not, but based on the kind of magic that
you know,
that is based, that vampirism is based on, is there anything that puts a shred of doubt in there that may be
not curable? Not that you know, because like based on the research you guys did back in season 2, this is a walking corpse. Your hypothesis is that you can't make him human any more than you can make a corpse that's been dead for 2 hours be human again.
Okay.
Because the thing that's keeping it moving is not keeping it alive. It is not alive.
If anything, if we removed the vampirism, he would just be a corpse.
Yes.
Okay.
Just, you know, like, I'll just take him to a separate room. You know, I'll talk with him in German, just talk everything through with him, tell him, you know, okay, we are getting some blood for you, but we're going to need to keep you somewhere back here, you know, just so, you know.
Did you want to... So he can, like, lie down in one of the beds that you have. He is very emotionally crushed. Like, he thought he made it all this way, and he thought that maybe you could help him, because he'd heard about how you'd helped, like, the werewolf guy and everything else, but he's contemplating ending it, so you know.
I'll talk to him, try to be as comforting as
possible. This is his lowest moment, you know.
Yeah.
Based on what, like you said, that knowledge that we'd gained from it,
mm-hmm.
is he basically a ghost that is animating a body?
It's not a stretch to draw that comparison.
Okay. All right.
It's like his own ghost animating his own body is kind of what is the easiest way to describe it to a layman.
Okay.
That's your hypothesis, because vampires are still kind of a new thing.
Sure.
You know, I mean they're old, but like as far as understanding them with
if
science.
If we just unpossessed that body, would a spirit be a step up from his current situation?
I think it may. However, I do want to defer.
Yeah, we'll hold off on that.
You want to call the New York branch?
Yes.
Okay. You want? I mean, Dr.
I know
Spangler,
they're probably busy.
Dr. Spangler has passed.
Okay, yeah, Egon.
Yeah.
But that hurt.
Oh.
That actually hurt.
You're literally...
I know,
you're wearing the button.
Yeah. Ooh. You're wearing the memorial button, so it's not... It's news. It's not really news to you guys.
No, but jeez. Yeah.
So I call Ray, ask how he's doing.
Yeah.
He's got like, no time for that, I'm
I don't
sure.
want to
yeah.
play anymore.
No, he's like,
oh, no, I got time for you guys. Yeah, I mean...
Save the world, you know. Not a big
busy,
deal, but...
We got a couple of the new blood running around taking care of the heavy lifting for us, you know, but we're mostly here at the firehouse. How's it going? I mean, it's Halloween, so I'm assuming you guys are busy.
Yeah. I lay out every bit of that information. Tell him about the vampire. Tell him about Occult of Veritas taking him. Tell him about the escape. Tell him that he's here. Tell him that the phone may be bugged for all we know.
He's like,
wow, that is incredible, but so sad.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Wow.
That is an incredibly stance reaction to that.
He says,
the vampire is in the firehouse right now.
Mm-hmm. We've got 3 days to give this man hope.
I don't know what to tell you. We haven't had any real encounters with vampires. It's all theoretical. But I'm sorry to say that
if you want to catch the red eye, you can come meet one.
Well,
not tonight. This is the busiest night of the year. I can't leave tonight. But you know, depending on how this night goes, I might try and book a ticket for tomorrow. I'm really sorry, but I can't even begin to think of a way to fix this, because based on the data you've given us from your experience, this is like a self-possessed body, and I really don't know what else can be done.
I can't think of anybody else who would be an appropriate source for this, other than maybe Mr. Book, but I don't know how I feel reaching out to Mr. Book.
Yeah. He says,
I am truly sorry, and that poor man has probably had a rough couple of years, and I'll leave it to your judgment on how to best handle the situation, but my recommendation is just make him comfortable. Because I would not know how to begin dissecting this.
All right. Well, I think then it's time to place a call to Mr. Book. But first I'm going... Well, no, I'm going to place a call to Mr. Book. And if I get the same reaction, I think we should explain everything to our vampire friend here. And let him know
what
the stakes
are. Wait, so what are we explaining
to
Mr. Book?
I think we're going to explain to him... I think we're just going to ask if there's a cure for vampirism. And it's...
Hypothetically,
well, we'll say
not
like,
that you may be missing a vampire.
Why don't we frame it from the position of, listen, 2 years ago we encountered vampires, and from what we know about vampires, they're just walking, reanimated corpses. We've all in that time become a bit skittish about being bitten or handling vampires. Is there any way that we can get a... can you do some research and see if there's a cure for vampirism? It's kind of a high priority for us because we're... You know, we're a bit spooked to get out there. And I'm going to do my research here. You do your research there.
You want to call him and say that?
Yeah.
You guys cool with that?
I'm going to bluff, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to... yeah, you probably... Because you are saying, oh, it's not because we know a vampire.
It's for a friend.
I know a guy.
Yeah. I know a guy.
Yeah, you can go ahead. You can give me your bluff.
26.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, he's just like... Same cool guy he's always been, and it's just like...
Yeah, oof. All right. You know, we don't have a lot of information on vampires.
I mean,
bullshit.
He says,
really, to be honest, most of the information on vampires came from you guys and, like, from all the crazy stuff that was happening.
And some random tests.
A couple of years ago. I mostly just have a lot of the old stuff. Like, I got to see some of the Van Helsing diaries. I got the old myths and stuff. But any up-to-date information came... Anything I got on my desk is directly related to what you guys gave me personally. I don't know, man. I've never even heard of a myth or a legend that had people cured of vampirism. Like, it's... you've used the expression of like a self-animated corpse. That sounds appropriate. I mean, it's more it seems to be more complicated than that, but
a self-animated corpse, it's healing its own limbs. Like, there's got to be something different about it.
Well, there's something biological happening at that point.
Yeah. Well, it is the PKE is surging through the body, almost like a circulatory system.
Right. Well,
it's really a mimic of human life. I mean, these things aren't human. You know, right. Like they are. I mean, they're practically dead already, so...
Well, we'll just... I'll say, hey, man, could you put some ass on that for a couple days and see what kind of information you get?
He's like, yeah. I mean, honestly, all I'm going to be doing is re-going over the notes you guys already gave me. But I'll look into it, and okay. I'll see if there's any kind of connection. But, I mean, you guys have made it this far without getting bit. I mean, we haven't heard about any vampires, so I think, right. You guys should be pretty safe. But if you want to wear, like, a neck brace or something in the meantime, that's up to you.
Okay. Well... Thanks, but if you hear anything, let us know.
Yeah, and if you guys get any more information, let me know.
Sure.
We will do that immediately without hesitation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he seemed totally fine. He seemed totally normal. Yeah.
All right, I guess we could break. We'll be honest with the vampire guy and just let him know this is what just happened, and you've given us 2 more days.
Okay.
So we're going to use them.
Okay. He's big downer. He'll wait, he'll wait for those 2 more days, but it's not very happy.
Well, nobody's happy.
Right.
So get over it, you whiner.
But other than that,
I'm not going to tell him.
Meanwhile, the party's still going on in the other room. Everything seems to be going to have a great time. They are none the wiser of anything else that has happened. If you guys want to go back to the party.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get some adult punch. This shit sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need it after that. I think let's end on the downer.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's end on a downer. Yeah.
Life's a series of down notes.
I'm getting a large wonton soup.
Actually, I could go for that right now.
You have a chef in the firehouse!
Yeah, but shitty Chinese food.
Dude, let's go get shitty Chinese food. I really want to do that right now.
That and alcohol. Just get wasted.
You did other jobs earlier in the day that we didn't play through.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, I mean, this was busy. This was a busy day.
Okay.
But the night ain't over yet. So you know, I'm telling you, like from everything that you reached out to, it doesn't look good. So.
Okay.
I say, well, write down suicidal vampires for potential band names.
Hello, Boston.
All right. Well, on that note, that's all I got for you. So.
All right.
Cool. All right. Until next time.
Yay.
Thanks for listening to Ghostbusters Resurrection. If you found our services satisfactory, please consider telling a friend, or you can rate and review us on iTunes.
As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other Nerdy Show programs alive. If you value our world-class ghost removal services, please consider supporting the Nerdy Show Network on Patreon.
Even $1 will get you access to exclusive bonus GBR content, like early episode releases, outtakes, and behind-the-scenes discussions. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow.
If you'd like to run your own Ghostbusters role-playing game, franchising opportunities are available now. Head over to gbrpg.com for more information.
We're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes. For further inquiries, you can reach out to the Central Florida Ghostbusters on Twitter at GBResurrection, as well as Facebook and Tumblr.
If you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, you can leave us a voicemail at 321-209-2020.
We're ready to believe you.
Hi, I'm looking for the Ghostbusters. I think I have a ghost in my house that threw a beer can in my daughter's trash can in her bathroom. I need somebody to come take care of it soon. Call me back. Thanks.
Yo,
right? So I'm being haunted by some, like, scary-ass girl and shit. Like, her name is Diana, yo. That shit is mad scary. Like, she possessed my phone because, like, she's jealous and shit. But I don't know what I'm about to do with my life, yo. I'm dead-ass mad scared, yo. Dead-ass, B. I don't know what to do, yo. Yo, I need your help. Call me back, B. Real quick, real quick. ASAP. As soon as your lines are done, help me out, B. Help me out.